Hey yo, Bougie fans, welcome back, and it's another exciting week with us on Ubab Podcast, coming to you live from Kaswa. And as promised, yeah, we are in with part 2 of Breakup Diaries. And I'm Kingsley Himans, and here with me as usual is Johnson Zoglo.
Yeah, you already know.
Long time.
This breakup issue is very,
very serious. Yeah, we are going to hit it on today and get over with it. Yeah, and guys, if this is your first time listening to our podcast, you are not lost, okay? You can DM us on Instagram and also follow us on Instagram at Ubab Podcast, YOUBAARB, then podcast on Instagram, or you can DM us via WhatsApp on 026 174 7706 or 020 6763 185. Just DM us with your shout outs, your ads, or any promotions you want to run. Just DM us. And today we've got some sweet stuff and some cool music coming up, but before then, we're gonna take a quick turn, and when we're back, we're gonna hit you with the sweet stuff. Alright, don't go anywhere.
Walking down 29th and Park, I saw you in another's arms. Only a month we've been apart, you look happier. Saw you walk inside a bar, he said something to make you laugh. I saw that both your smiles were twice as wide as ours. Yeah, you look happier, you do. You like I hurt you, but ain't nobody love you like I do. Promise that I will not take it personal, baby, if you're moving on with someone new. 'Cause baby, you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. And until then I'll smile and hide the truth, that I know I was happier with you. Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey.
Welcome back, guys. That was Happier by Ed Sheeran. And today's issue with Breakup Diaries, we are going to highlight things boys do or things boys say to break up relationship, and things some girls normally see to break up relationship, and it's going to be really fun.
We are hitting both sides.
Obia and Obia. And if you want to come on the show, you can contact us on the number Kingsley Himans gave us before. Or do you want to repeat the number?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So via WhatsApp, 026 174 7706, or 020 6763 185, and also on Instagram at Ubab Podcast,
and you'll be on the show for free. And if you want any ad promotion or any adverts, shout out, anything, you can just contact us, and everything is so let's get started.
All right, so before then, okay, so last week we had Michael in here, shared his sad breakup story. It was so sad, but we have to laugh. I mean, boys there. Yeah. But like on the road, they girl no force.
They girl no force. Yeah, but do you know that mostly girls normally break up with boys?
Okay, you know, I know. I'm not going to answer that question because
why?
The girls listen are also going to be like, hey, because it's only boys. So like, yeah, kago so.
Lord, I be in kago.
Like, guys, yeah, kago. The thing is, they also say we break their hearts. That's what they also say.
No.
But normally, girls break up with boys with no reason. No, that's what I don't get. If you're going to break up with me, give me a reason. But a girl can just be like, I want to break up because I feel like
I don't feel like dating anymore.
Why What? No. Why that reason? Tell me, Kingsley, this is what you did. And I don't think I can continue. If I'm going to apologize and still... That one means that I'm apologizing already. Mm. But I just can't tell me that. Kingsley, I feel like I can't... Why do you feel like...
And do you know what's worse? Obu, I can on cash and chill. I say, just like that.
Obu go still.
Obu go still. Just then, like, do you know... That one, boys normally do that one.
Oh, yeah. Boys normally do that.
Boys go boys still, do, but boys the girls...
But girls also break up with you for no... And when they... Do you know the ones that break up with you and be like... They feel like they want to break up.
They feel.
They can also go and they will feel like they should come back. Mm-hmm. And when they come back, yeah. They also feel, you should also feel you mm-hmm. want to take them.
Yes, yes. So why is your feelings more, I don't
important.
Have to say, nah, more sister, important than...
It doesn't work that way. If you come back and you feel like, Mr. Otto, I also told you I feel like I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take you back. Because
no.
I'm not some... Toy be out the game you, control anytime, about control. Anytime you, anytime feel, you like, feel like that, you can't pick me up.
Yeah.
And the boys to please stop. If you want to break up with someone, just I don't know. Just go to the person, sit down with the person, tell the person this is what happened, you bab, and maybe sake of this reason you don't think you can continue the relationship. But don't just boom up and. You know, normal relationship that ends with anger, mm-hmm. as in quarrels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go and they miss themselves.
No, so, yeah, true.
And true. People be like, your ex is your ex. Yeah, okay, your ex is your ex. But I know people who are still friends, their ex, and no strings are attached. No, like, no, they don't, no. You bab me. Take off. They broke up on a clean sheet, you bab.
Mm-hmm.
As in, they sat down and they spoke. Oh,
mm-hmm. For that one, happened. It makes sense.
You bab. So, like, even if you are friends with a person, you are friends with a person with a clean mind. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
But you break up with someone with anger, and you guys, for no reason, hate yourself. You know, you'll be there, son, you start missing the person.
No, but why should you hate your ex for breaking up with you, or maybe you, like,
what okay, should you it hate? Depends. It depends on what the person did. If you cheat on me,
mm-hmm.
you bab, if you cheat on me,
mm-hmm.
Okay, for me being a boy, if you cheat on me, I don't care.
Mm.
But if you cheat on a girl, she'll never forgive you. She even curse you.
But why should you fight the person?
As in,
like,
you being a boy fighting a girl, the girl fighting you.
No, the girl will be like, I'm a tank or a friend crying. Okay. Sometimes I understand, say, like, or throw our own fight because once you're throw our best, I'm sorry, like I say, hey, I still love you and I want you back.
And I make us say, for me and family, if you call me and you tell me you miss me, so what?
You should just give attitude. As I say, you shouldn't be ghosting a person. Yeah, nipa unhiyo, nipa kwanza na wewe unse hey. Sana boy we kwa ase onye shikra no mami hasi yefin. What I say?
Oh, iba onye kwa mabe mama kasa.
If you're not ready for a relationship in the first,
don't
place,
get into it. Don't waste the person's time.
Waste the person's time. Don't waste that girl's time. And you'll be there and you'll be like, I feel we should break up. So, hey.
See, that girls.
A friend of mine.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had this girl. No, I saw Nino Bon come up daily. You know that guy,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I want to be Anna.
Oh, Muni was passing away.
Now, one day, you only knew not my friend, say, me knew not my new. Must you, my team, if she bought me a maid, me fro. I did you a friend girl on this 2 weeks, sure, didn't have a corn.
Hey,
after the within 2 weeks, Nami did not be after the friend girl now, Obia for see, or Tiamanga junction wrong line. Hey. wrong line. No.
And they go with there, we go.
Oh, so after the woman got on the fire, I say, hey, no bogey on you. No, I didn't know you, Missa. No, I said, now you a relationship, a free name.
Hey, a free name.
If, like, a free name.
I say, relationship, no, a free name. Hey,
it just disappeared like that, like a free name.
Nah, see, that thing girls have been doing, eh? That thing girls have been
doing. It will be saying, the girl had a new boyfriend, and who saw a better check guy.
Tell me, see, that's the thing, you know? Me, if you tell me the truth, I even respect you the more.
Mm-hmm. because
if you're able to tell me the truth, like, I just respect you for no reason.
If you want to be a drama queen and you want to hide things all the time, you don't know you are fooling yourself. I say, oh, dodging me, but when I go, I want to say, oh,
Charlie.
See,
yeah, just
the only good thing you can do for a boy in a relationship is being honest. Like, that's the only thing, like,
tell the guy
can be. It's not for a guy, even the boys cry, like, being honest.
Oh,
say, oh, make sure your girl be a pine
wool. Do you know one thing too? Do you know one thing I notice about boys? When boys get a girl that falls for them, like, the girl is being submissive and everything, like, Charlie. Like, you bab, the kind of girl we want, we feel the girl is a fool. We feel say,
yeah,
the girl that has nothing better to do with her life, and she's always calling.
When a girl is being faithful, we think
the girl is say with Jimmy, like, Charlie boys, we for not do that thing. Then you be boy, then you they date five girls, they date two. You be fool, eh? You then fool. Then
I'm
not doing what
you ask. Oh, dude, you ask. Now, but could be your pal, you be a man, you don't tell him. Now, unsi a baba for na still no condom. Anyway, Jimmy.
Why oh yeah,
if you not do that, if you not do that,
boy, if you not do that, Charlie.
Yeah,
from one brother to another.
Oh, Charlie,
from one brother to another, Charlie.
When I'm wearing sandals, I say, "Meme na cheat, see me break." That be that. Meme now. Oh, oh, probably my friend is here. My number is 0559995271.
Oh,
friend,
also.
Make I give them my number, Charlie.
Are you advertising yourself?
Oh,
I thought. Hey,
I'm on my podcast.
You're on your podcast, so it's
yeah. So guys, Charlie, they break up something. You know?
Charlie,
you should take it cool. If you want to break up with something, you sit down and be like, "Tisiano, even if you break up, just be honest with the person.
Who tell your girl that?
Because say, "Oku sukre family home." That's it.
You
see. Less pathways. And no crowd here cry still not gonna be than football. So we say who gunin mass who the assumption of
and one thing that causes breakups in relationship is trust. You get me? Some girls lie too much. Some boys too lie too much. In fact, this generation lies and quan. If the thing is black, tell her black. If it's white, tell him it's white. Don't tell him it was white and there was yellow somewhere.
The yellow so was in the see.
And what do you know?
Nipa besi abapon di soaking span si mevi pizza.
Nah, then.
See, if a girl will love you for what you want, you have to see. Like, where someone say the girl no, the upper one thing na, the one thing na then.
And you know, one thing too is. Since you tabaso, you guys take things too personal. More relationship, more like you take everything World Cup. I think it's no for like unquano akuma ba. Then you bore. Like there are some things you not really they need. Like ehunya.
Mm-hmm. Mister Sumun is your own. If you are young, if you are a youth and you are dating, it's not like you are married or you are doing courtship.
Yeah.
Nyamabuwa, you have to like forget it.
Some responsibilities. When
who message like, you on the phone also. And so now who dating the girl? Don't worry.
You are not married to the person.
And dating is like sharing experiences with people.
And you too, you know, because they are saying you are not married to the person. To also work with Jimmy on it. Work with you. Yeah, yeah, we're held there. They tell you I go be you.
Mm-hmm.
They take you, you are not going to be.
And some man will be breaking your heart back, but saying, Meme, nah, I went to main class. Now, Jim, Mema, Fufu, Sika. You are selling yourself to the devil. Now, Jim, Mema, Sika. So, I'm going to say, you'll be aware of your own. One day, I'll be aware of the
thing. I said, real mood as a
son. Foolish. And then, I know because I said, I'm not sharing the Emmet time. Sorry guys, today it's like you are being a little bit naughty, but it's true. This is not a kids podcast. It's a youth podcast. 90% of you guys listening have cried before, so you know what I'm talking
about. Please, 90% of my listeners are virgins. Please, they are virgins. No. I can mention names right now.
Please don't mention
names. But I won't. Don't I can, please. But I won't. Mm-hmm. They are virgins, please.
Do you know there are some places where if we say someone is a virgin, it's like a disgrace.
Virginity? Virginity? Sure. Me, virginity is nothing. Like, I know, not like it's nothing, but like it's not something you should be ashamed of.
Oh no, the spiritual people will tell you it's a secret sacrifice for materializing and personalizing. I will tell you, they will tell you, and you believe them too.
See, some of us, we wish that by now we're still this. The way some people are rushing us with virginity, I'm the rushing.
But of course, there are some places in this world there. Of course, now can you're a virgin, best.
No, why should you do that? Why should you do that?
But like from the way we are talking, I was like, you are not Christians, but Christians, we should be.
Echo, the whole virginity stuff. Today we are talking about breakup, doggy. Okay, so guys, let's go for a quick break and we'll be back. Please don't go anywhere. All right.
Zagadat. It's your voice. Yeah. Oh, my baby. Yeah. Can promise. Yeah. Baby girl, me, I no go lie. When I see you, then I did die. Cause they love you like I love you. Touch you like I touch you. I didn't think about you every night. You over me, girl, I no go lie. Cause if they kiss you like I kiss you, I shit me so. Who ni so? All the same one boss and one man at your meal. Be who was I, one in one, I me who. All the same one boss and one man at your meal. Baby, I'm jealous. Baby, I'm jealous. Make I make so jealous. I know they feel control it. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I'm jealous. Make I make so jealous. Girl, I make so jealous. I know they feel control it. Yeah, yeah. I just see you make.
Okay, bougie listeners, we're back. And we're getting to the end of today's episode. Sadly, we are getting to the end of today's episode. And that was Baby, I'm Jealous by Mr. Easy and Ken Promise.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's quite huge. And do you know anytime Ken Promise and Mr. Easy has a collab, like it's really serious.
Yeah, they bring up something great. I mean, they are two great musicians. So
Charlie, in fact, Baby I'm Jealous is currently my favorite Ghanaian song at the moment. Like I feel that track.
It's very nice.
It has.
I know that, but if you hear someone playing it, automatically you'll be singing without realizing
it. I'm shocked. Do you know the first day I heard it, I had to dance to the song.
Mm-hmm. That's how nice the song is.
Like, Charlie, big out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, guys, we are back and we are still on the breakup and we're going to wrap things up. But before then, I want to talk about one annoying experience. In fact, one annoying event that happened. Uncle baby, Miami them na same way. See, okay, so a neighbor visited, okay, and she came over. No, she came for something, and I was in here with Johnson. And Johnson, I don't remember, but I'm not going to mention the girl's name. You know, when she got here, the guy called. Okay, the annoying part isn't the call, sake of. Okay, our friend of me and family. Home. That one, the other base. But the questions the guy asked, the guy was like, "Where are you? What time you leave there? What did you come for? How many people are inside? Are they all guys? Are they wearing shirts? Is a fair guy inside? Who is the one talking behind?" Why?
Maybe,
you have you paid maybe bride
he
price?
Was trying to like create a photographic memory of what's inside there, like a person who had been like
Charlie. Short never pine, but yes, you see, relax, bro. Relax, we go eat and but no be ready.
Oh, why?
What did they do, self? Ah,
why?
Let's, I know, let it be. You know, one thing I also think is the guy does that sake of maybe some past. Experience maybe he has also had with a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe the girl has done something before. It's a guy named Jinindi.
No, person trusting, but it's very hard to trust.
And I don't know, maybe it's because the girl said she came over to my place into no yes, so they are media. I don't know. But Charlie, you have your own tier bright prize here. So what I say, hey. yo, bro. No, you know, stuff like that. The girl can also get fed up and be like, okay, then, like, wabre.
No, as I say, we'll create some unnecessary reasons.
You know, DJ. I don't know, you're more better. I feel like,
on case, where we're doing for this, you know. I guess I feel like.
And you know, the most important thing in relationship is trust, like we said earlier.
Without trust, the relationship is no longer a relationship.
It's dead. Without trust, it's dead. Like, you guys should trust. And you know, one thing that makes trust very difficult is when you're both coming from relationships where you got your heart broken.
Yeah.
You, the guy, got your heart broken by a girl. The girl also coming, also got her heart broken by a guy. So trust now becomes very difficult. Like,
very, very difficult.
I don't know. Any small thing, you guys are like, Charlie, what's going on? Hey, why are you doing this? This is what this guy did. And this, like, you guys, you're not dating now. You're like spies. You're both spying. Yeah, you're both spying on each other. Like, you bab me.
It's very true. It's very true.
You bab, like, or you be kakra happy, then you, suspicion. See. Like, guys.
And you know what? The advice for a relationship, I've not been into many relationships, but for the few I've been into, boys don't like to be lied to. Girls too don't like to be lied to. You shouldn't lie about things like, maybe if you went to borrow your top and your girl asks you, Ataro, who not know him? Like, oh, but Mark, I say, oh, me borrow you, and I say anything. And they say, you'll be ashamed or embarrassed, though. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed, because if the girl does not understand you,
shouldn't be with you.
Yes.
Shouldn't be with you.
Until Asianka, she wouldn't be with you. That's what the boy should know about girls. If a girl is with you,
but
meaning let me you.
Come inside. You know, it's not every girl that likes the truth.
Really?
So there are some girls, you tell them the truth, automatically they get angry. Really? But they become calm.
Really?
Oh, that's one thing I've also noticed. And but, I know bunch boys listening also know that thing. If you tell them the truth, if there's an issue and you tell them, so, oh, babe, this is what happened, though. The way she go ball, but the 4G editing be will trim like a channel.
Okay, it's true, because once me can talk about it, I don't want us to date, I want us to have sex. They won't understand, so you have to lie.
It's true.
You see, there are situations where you just want to, like, have fun with each other without any obligation or feeling attached. You understand? You can't be, and you'll be like, fine girl, you know, I really like you, but I don't want us to feel any obligations or something for each other. So you should just, like,
some empire, okay? Like,
yeah, let's have sex and,
like,
have fun.
Let's buy and let's go away.
She wouldn't understand. But if you come and you be like, I love you with the bottom of my heart, you are the only apple on my mango tree. You are the only seesaw on my... Don't trust. You understand?
You
don't trust. And yeah, sometimes the lies are necessary.
The lies are necessary.
Oh, sometimes. But I mean, like, minor lies, like...
But you know, when you start a relationship with a lie, you can't stop.
Yes, you have to continue lying.
So... Please, if you're not starting, please don't start with a lie.
Advise yourself.
And if you've already started with a lie, please find a way to end it. Because it's no good. You're going to spend the rest of your life defending that lie.
It's true.
I've been a victim.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, na mi papa, oye di ma wawai, forestry. I feel the baby now, I say, oh, my papa, I know a child, no pulley, and I say, other hospital, not quite a doctor.
Hey.
You'll be dead in one day. You see, you'll be lying. This is your ex. I don't want to mention her name.
Please don't mention her name.
This ex, you told me before that.
At the bed. You, it's yo. Make you end up.
Okay.
It's yo.
Okay.
I know you like that too.
It's the causes of relationship.
My ex is my ex. Please, I don't like that thing. I mean, come here, sir, sense and patrol.
Oh, but it's true. Like, she's a perfect example.
Cheat ex. Me, if you know why.
Oh, our listeners, like, please, I was trying to make an example. She has this girl.
Yo, see, yeah. I don't know if Johnson is high. I don't know if Johnson is high this evening. Yeah, but guys, Charlie, the lies, you know, you ain't trust. And also, those who take things too personal, please. it's a relationship. You guys aren't married. Okay, yeah, maybe you are working towards marriage. But that doesn't mean you should take things personal. Small thing that you bought, small thing that you want to make a scene out of it, Charlie, you know, go help. You are just spoiling your heart, you bab. There are some things you just need to sit down with your partner. You guys talk about it and boom, you guys are over it. Because if you bore right now, you should also bore. You guys won't get to talk about it. You guys won't get to solve it. Like, you bab, it's going to cause more problem. So guys, I beg, those who take things too personal. And the girls that pick up their boys' phones and be checking texts.
You're only hurting yourself. You're going to see something. That might like not this. Be true.
If you're dating me and you take my phone to check my WhatsApp, you die. Because you see messages, and if I don't explain to you, you die.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, I'm just like that with them. Me, I have plenty of female friends. So if you see our chats and you take it personal, it's you that you are killing yourself. Me, I don't care. Uh-huh. And my girl too won't do that. I trust her. I know she won't do that.
Keep on trusting the girl.
Oh, yeah, she won't do that. There are things she'll do. There are things she won't do. That one she won't do. You bab. Inviting third parties into relationship also causes breakups. When there's an issue, when you guys have a fight or anything, you guys should try sit down and resolve everything yourself. When you invite a third party, Charlie, just like I did in my previous relationship, the girl told me she started falling for my friend because I invited my friend to solve the issue. She said, if there's a fight, I shouldn't let a boy solve it, because if a boy solve it, then she begins to fall. Hey! Abro! So please, third parties, no, you're interested.
Interested, say, madam, for no. No, madam, for two, for. Madam, for you, so on the it's so two, for say, boy, no, China. Boy, na, me, I can say, what's the first door by me, catch yourself.
We ain't pan me, no pen, please. And also, those who are in a relationship and they are taking advices from their exes, I beg.
Why did you do that?
If that ex of yours was good, in Kahone never by now.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is over you, the guy is over you, and you are telling me your ex is your bestie now. What do you want me to do?
Your ex will...
Like, what's up? Hey. And your ex is telling you to tell your boyfriend, saying... I'm this evening I'm going out, and I'm going out with my brother. And you are going out with your ex. Hey, now say, hey, sister, won't somebody yao? So please, those who do that to Charlie, cut it out. And those who do social media based relationship, I beg. When your boyfriend posts something on your his status or anything, then you guys, Charlie, then you boy, you say, oh, they will. You bore giddy, Charlie. One thing about social media is nothing on social media is real.
Nothing. Everything is it's not fake.
Me like this. Me like this.
But it's not true.
Me like this. There are some things I'll post on my social media I don't do. I'll post silly stuff. In real life, I can't even say those stuff.
Yeah, it's true. Me sometimes, I'll post. Let's see.
Porn. You post porn.
I'll post, let's say, glory be to God, shame all sinners. Then I'll be masturbating. You see, it's not true.
It's not real. Charlie. So
don't be fooled by what you see on social.
Yeah, you guys, Charlie. And you know, right now, today's youth, everything is based on social media.
Yeah, very true.
I have a friend. Who broke up with a girl because of one WhatsApp status. They weren't fighting. But the girl just posted one thing. The guy got offended. And they broke up.
What did she post? You don't know. You don't really
know. I don't know. I don't really know the story. But that was what the guy told me. Said they weren't fighting. No money problem. Me cannot just say, girl, no, even though they are shitting
you.
Nothing. They were fine. No. Just one day, the girl posted something. My party had come. Now, he said they're sure. So I beg, we don't want any of those cases.
You see, we want our listeners to be one of the best people alive.
Yeah, you bab.
Like us. Yeah. So I can also quit something
very nice for people to
please listen. If you guys also have an advice for us, you can also DM us.
DMs. You guys are not sending in the DMs. Only one. And you know, we'll be giving out gifts like I said.
We'll be having Yubab giveaways
soon. Yeah.
And in order to get into the challenge, you're just gonna share Yubab link, either being a social media or a podcast link, to five friends each to get into it. And you're going to send us a screenshot. Yeah. Then you get into the competition. But I'm not going to tell you the prize.
Yeah.
We are not going to tell you the prize. When you get inside, you know.
You can also get into the show, like I said before, by calling us or leaving a message in our DMs. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, we'll come to you for the podcast.
Hey.
Maybe you want people to come. Oh, yeah. But if you're in Russia, if you're in Ireland, you have to buy a plane ticket and you have to do a passport for me. I don't have one.
You don't have passport?
Yeah, I don't have passport.
Please, me have four passport pictures, okay, right? So I can travel. Four passport pictures. I can travel. And yeah, I recently did my voter's ID too, so Charlie.
Yeah. So story is what.
Yeah, so guys,
thank you guys very
thank you guys very much for listening. Yeah, and we know we kept you guys 18. Yeah, you've missed us, we've also missed you guys.
And remember, if you want to be on the show, call. If you want to win the Yubab first giveaway challenge, send us five pictures of sharing Yubab link to your friends.
Yeah.
You can make it says if you want to win one.
Oh, we know go ball. You make them 10-7. We know we there. We know ball. We there. We know ball.
Thank you guys very much
for listening, Charlie. Guys. Mwah.